morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, Master Gardener activities never end, but they are picking up, especially this time of year. And happening next week, you guys are going to be taking part in the Spring Home Show that's going to be at the Convention Center. It's going to be February 28th, March 1st, and March 2nd. And the Master Gardeners have a pretty heavy presence, I guess you could say, at this event. So let us know what is going to be in the Master Gardener part of the Convention Center.
Okay, perfect. Well, we have an approach that's going to be three prongs. The first thing we're going to have is our standard education booth. That's going to be our information table with posters, with Master Gardeners, with publications. They'll be able to answer questions from the public, just kind of strolling through the Home and Garden Show at that point. So stop by, ask a question, bring a photo, bring your cell phone. If you have your photos stored on your cell phone, and Master Gardeners will be able to help you with that. That education booth is going to be the entire duration of the Home and Garden Show. So the second part are going to be a total of 15 different talks through this three-day span. And this is going to be on the garden stage, where Master Gardeners are going to give, you know, one-hour presentations, starting with a slideshow. They're going to have a presenter, and then they'll have it open up for questions and answers on specific topics. Those specific topics are going to range from native plants or plants for El Paso. I think those are the number one questions that we do get. Well, which plants do I look for, and how do I go and approach this, and what information do I need? So having a combination of having printed materials, a speaker that's talking to you and describing the plant, and then having that visual form of what the plant looks like when it's in bloom or when it's mature, kind of gives people, homeowners, a sense of which direction to take to be able to landscape or re-landscape their lawn. We also have overall general talks that are going to talk about earthkind principles, and we've talked about this on the show, and xeriscape principles all tied in together under this earthkind blanket. And that talks about using everything, whether it's mulch or compost or rainwater harvesting or proper plant selection, and using all of those united into one landscape design, your principles for that. So I think one really interesting talk that we've developed for the Master Gardeners to give is this lawn care talk and the importance of that. I found that a lot of times our clients in our area, we function almost on two extremes. People that want the large, lush lawn, and then there's another extreme where people think that they're doing the right thing as far as water conservation by putting cement or rock in their entire property.
And nothing else.
And nothing else. Exactly. So by having those two different extremes in our area, we need to be able to find, okay, what is going to be that happy medium? What is going to work for you all? And it's going to be different for everyone. And every homeowner is going to have different needs and different resources and different times to be able to allocate to their lawn that they want or they can do. So I think it's important to have a specific talk on just the lawn care and say, okay, well, let's break that down and see what does it exactly mean. And if you're going to choose to put in lawn or turf grass, then what are those inputs that you're going to need to be able to function, to be able to have that benefit that you're seeking? And because they do require a different set of inputs so that you don't have an overrun of weeds, or that you don't have that, you know, grass kind of crisping up here and something's, mm-hmm. you know, it's not working for you. And then it just becomes a chore, because overall, the number one maintenance in any kind of landscape is going to be the turf grass. It's going to be the lawn. So we want to make sure that if you do have it, you know how to take care of it so that it can provide you the best benefits without taking up so much of your other inputs.
The plants for El Paso talk that you're talking about earlier, you know, the question that it seems that is the most prevalent, especially when we have our live shows, it tends to sort of work in with all the other principles, all the other topics that are going to be taking part during the home show, because once you pick out the right plant, you need to figure out where are you going to put it? How are you going to work it into your landscape? Or if you have a landscape that maybe you inherited or you bought a new home and you don't like how it's planned out, you need to sort of have an idea of which way to take it that will reflect your different tastes. And if you don't really know where to start, I think checking out the Master Gardener Information Booth or attending any of these talks. By the way, the schedule for these talks is on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org, so you know exactly what topic and when and what day it's going to be taking place. But I think that once you're geared with that information, you should be able to head out to your nursery with some confidence about right. what you're going to do.
Exactly. And I think one important thing is that people kind of drive around town and they'll see, oh, I saw a plant.
Yeah.
And if you're not like a plant person, you don't know what's on the corner of this street and that street, you know, like there's a magnolia tree that's out there that's been planted, you know. But I think for most people driving around and say, oh, I like that plant, or that plant works, or I like the way that it flowers or the way that it smells, but I don't know what the name of the plant is. And that's a really good way to get your plant identified, that you know what you're looking for, that so you can take that to the nursery and, you know, you have a name in hand so that they'll be able to help you, because it is difficult to identify that and to kind of key out what exactly you're looking for. But that's really what the Master Gardeners do. They help us identify those plants so that you'll be able to take that information with you. There's also great demonstration gardens around town that the Master Gardeners tend to. One of them is at Far East El Paso at the Texas A&M Research Center. The grounds on there is more of a landscape setting with a lot of native and adapted plants. And then also here on the UTEP campus, there's also the Chihuahuan Desert mm-hmm. Gardens. So you can actually see these plants growing in the ground in their own habitat and kind of see how they'll mature into your own lawn.
And so a lot of the topics that will be covered during the home show, you've got pruning, as you were saying, lawn care, rainwater harvesting, also very important since even though it's been dry, usually the little bit of rain that we do see around this time of the year, you can make it work for you. And there's a rainwater harvesting talk. There is a garden preparation talk. We've actually talked about that before here on the show, but you'll get to have a whole hour's worth of garden preparation talk. All these talks are for an hour, and the presenters will also be taking questions from
yes.
the audience as well.
Exactly. And the presentations can run as long or as short as you want. The talk is usually about 30 minutes, but, after they're done, it's just pretty much people are asking specific questions because people are targeted and they want to know, one specific topic, and they'll ask all those questions that they need to be able to get that information to take back with them. So it's really important. I encourage anybody that's attending the Home and Garden Show to stop by the Master Gardener information table and the garden stage. For the little ones, there is also a kids' corner, an activity corner, where children are able to plant seeds, wildflowers or vegetable seeds or whatever they pick, plant that up with the guidance of a Master Gardener, and then they get some great take-home instructions to hopefully care for their seed to turn into a little small plant for their upcoming garden. Please stop by, bring your questions, and we'll be there to answer your questions.
Well, our buddy Bill Hooten is going to also be giving talks on rose care during the home show, which again will be taking place February 28th, March 1st, and March 2nd at the Convention Center. You know, and speaking of rose care, Bill is also going to be, I'm sure, with the Master Gardeners this weekend at the rose pruning demonstration at the Municipal Rose Garden. That's there on Copia at the Memorial Park, and it's taking place today, noon to 3 tomorrow, from noon to 3 as well. And it is already rose season. We kind of tend to, I guess, correspond it with Valentine's Day, right? It seems to fit perfectly time-wise, right? You think Valentine's Day and you think, oh, it's time to get ready for roses.
Right, exactly. And that's really one thing to look forward to. You know, roses are an old standard in the garden. You know, most people don't grow anything. They're going to grow a rose bush or have a rose bush out there. So it's definitely the chance to learn more about the different types of roses that are out there and also get information. I mean, people are very specific on what they'd like, or, you know, they want things that are going to really smell great or make wonderful cut flowers, or sometimes they just want a bush to kind of screen out an area. So they'll be able there to show you exactly which are, quote, garden bush roses or grandiflora roses, and those are single stems that make better cut flowers. So kind of think about that and see how what you're looking for a rose itself. It's not just to have it, but what are you going to do with it? I know that you're a fan of climbing roses.
Mm-hmm.
So those are great and wonderful. And then they kind of trellis them or have a little arbor and an interest. And I think they're great. They may not be the most fragrant roses, but they are still really beautiful. And when they do that one-time bloom, that thing is covered in flowers.
Lady Banks roses are amazing. It's just a shame that they last so short during the blooming period.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you definitely have to appreciate that when they come up. So at the Rose Garden, they're going to be in full bloom here pretty soon, and then they'll peak up again, and we'll make sure to remind folks when those peak blooming season is happening so they can make sure to get out there. The Rose Garden does open on March 1st.
So you get a nice sort of head start, a sneak preview before that happens in March 1st. Again, it's already next weekend. So if you go to the rose pruning demonstration and you are interested in climbing roses, you don't want to prune those climbing roses right now with the other roses that you probably should be pruning, right?
Right, exactly. Treat those completely different and completely separate, and you want to wait until after those climbing roses bloom, and then you want to prune them out. So if you take them out now, you're going to take out your blooms for the spring.
And so I know that perhaps people have pruned their roses, perhaps without any prior knowledge of it. And we've talked about this on past shows that, you know, they're pretty forgiving. Roses are pretty forgiving, but there probably is a correct way where to make your cut, how to make your cut, you know, what angle. And you're going to be learning about that at the rose pruning demonstration this weekend.
Exactly. And you'll be really surprised to see how aggressive you can prune the roses and how forgiving that they can be. And that's really definitely to maintain their shape and their structure and allow for enough air circulation to go in there, because roses are prone to a lot of, you know, some kind of diseases and pests. So you want to make sure that air circulation is adequate enough to reduce those pathogens from getting in. One really popular type of roses that you'll see on the stores now is the bare root roses. Mm-hmm. Those are going to come in a big case, and they're going to be wrapped up, and you're just going to see like maybe a foot of a stalk coming out of the rose. It's going to be this wonderful descriptive tag attached to it. And, you know, really think about the importance of caring for bare root roses. We always recommend the container grown roses are going to be the best adapted, because they're going to be grown on their own rootstock. They're going to be in their soil and they're ready to go into the ground. Bare root roses, very popular, very easily available. So you want to make sure that when you do get your bare root roses, you want to cut that container open and look to see exactly where that soil line was, where it was growing in the nursery itself. If you plant that either too deep or too shallow, you're going to run into some problems. So you want to make sure to thoroughly inspect that plant once you take it out and see exactly where you need that little area to be. So that's one important thing to be able to look at. As far as your bare root roses, you'll also see a waxy coating on a lot of those plants when you get that. And that's really to prevent that drying out when they're being shipped all across the country. So keep an eye on that. It's going to be really hard to take off that wax coating. But if you do hose them down and try to at least encourage that growth so you can kind of move away from that coat, you should be all right.
Well, if you have any other questions about roses, make sure you head out to the Municipal Rose Garden today and tomorrow, noon to 3 p.m. They'll be answering all your questions about roses. They, of course, being the Master Gardeners and the El Paso Rose Society. And they will be having pruning demonstrations. They'll have information on whatever questions you may have about roses. And if there's gardening questions that you may have that aren't related to roses, or maybe perhaps are, you can always call the Master Gardener hotline at 566-1276. That's 566-1276. Or go to ktep.org and visit the Good to Grow page. I'll have a link to a page that the Master Gardeners have put together where you can submit your questions and your photos. Well, we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.